This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. If you listened yesterday, you know we're reading and studying the book of Isaiah. Isaiah projects into the future some things that are going to happen, but by and large, the message of Isaiah was addressed to people living in the Middle East. Listen to verse 1. The vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah son of Amoz saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. To understand the majority of what is said in this prophecy, it would be good to understand the historical setting in which Isaiah lived and ministered. You'll find that period described in 2 Chronicles chapters 26 through 33. And I'd suggest you go back and read these chapters so you'll understand the conditions Isaiah addressed. You'll find he ministered to the southern kingdom while the northern kingdom, Israel, was being destroyed by the Assyrians. Isaiah was eloquent in his message. In fact, he spoke with an evangelistic appeal, calling people to trust in the Messiah God was going to send to bring salvation, victory, and provision for the people. Isaiah was martyred for delivering that message, possibly the one referred to in Hebrews 11:37, one who was sawn asunder. Giving his life because he represented God faithfully to a nation that was rebelling and turning away from the living God. It took courage for Isaiah to fulfill his mission. Likewise, it'll take courage for you to faithfully serve God. I trust these messages will challenge you. You can review them by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.